Heather and I sit down for a captivating conversation on the Women Offshore podcast today, and we talk about her career at sea and her joys and challenges of being a mother of four and balancing all of it. She is an inspiration to me because she just owns her job and her way that she's making the decisions for her life. I think she's an amazing advocate for the maritime industry, and we get to talk about something that's near and dear to her heart, which is called the Careers at Sea Ambassador Program in the UK. You can learn more about that right now.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hi, Heather. Good evening, and welcome to the Women Offshore podcast.
Oh, hey, Christine. How's it going?
It's good. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm really excited to just talk about kind of an update of how you've been doing and where you're at right now and what's going on in your life.
Okay. So yeah, since I last spoke to Ali, God, it was a while ago now, actually. I think I was her number 103 or 105.
Yeah, we're coming up on 200 now. Yeah.
And yeah, and she just had her baby as well. I have since had another baby. So yeah, I've got a 5-week-old currently.
Wow. Congratulations. How are you feeling? How's that going?
No, really good. Yeah, really good. It's chaos at home with four. But no, it's I wouldn't have it any other way.
So what are the ages of your children?
6, 5, 2, and 0.
Okay. That's amazing. And so, I mean, how chaos and just so much love in the house right now. So
shouting, sleepless nights, dirty nappies. Yeah. it's all good. It's all fun and games, you know, but it's just picking your battles. Like as soon as you've got more than one, you know, it's picking your battles. So yeah, it's just doing that.
Good, good. And so let's talk about what it looks like for you in your work life.
So work life wise, so obviously when I was pregnant, I wasn't able to work offshore just because of medical guidelines. So that was fine. So essentially, I've not been at sea since, well, I did 2 days in June and then I had to leave the rig. And so in September, I was doing shore-based work. So I picked up some tuition role. So I was working for Whitehorse Maritime doing tutoring, getting like officers or cadets prepped for their next, you know, like license ticket, you know, their for all prep. And I was also doing project managing a project to help relaunch the Careers at Sea Ambassador program here in the UK.
Yeah. So, okay. We want to talk about that because that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Oh, too. Well, I so in September, every couple of years, you have what's called London International Shipping Week. Major event, lots and lots of things going on during that week within London. And, you know, I'd gone to a couple of events and just got approached at one of the events that I was at by the director of the Merchant Navy Training Board and one of the guys from the UK Chamber of Shipping. And they both talked to me that day and said, we want you to basically help relaunch this ambassador program. And, you know, they'd seen, I think I'd done a post up on LinkedIn saying that I can't work, I need to work, I want to work. And so, yeah, if anyone knew of any like positions that I could do from home, you know, so, and then that job came around. So that was really fun because something close to my heart is I'm passionate about obviously spreading the word of the Merchant Navy and offshore industry in as a whole, you know. And I am a Careers at Sea ambassador, or was before the merger. So yeah, they were basically wanted to relaunch it, take it back in house, And so they asked me to do that, knowing how passionate I was. So yeah, I was really pleased.
Yeah. And so tell us more about the program. Can you explain to us what it is?
Yeah. So the Careers at Sea Ambassador Program is basically you've got volunteers. We're all volunteers, whereby, you know, we're seafarers, ex-seafarers, and we go to local schools. We go into the schools, whether they've got a careers fair on, whether they've got mock interviews, or maybe they want us to just come give the like specific classes a talk, you know, so we have presentations that we give the ambassadors. And so, yeah, just going into the schools, generally schools can sign up for us and say we want to request an ambassador. Or for me, where I live right in the middle of the country. There's no, you know, like no ports or anything. A lot of people don't even know what the Merchant Navy is.
Right.
And so, you know, not many schools in my area actually request ambassadors.
Uh-huh.
So I did go to a school that had requested us over in Leicestershire, you know, but that was a good hour's drive for me. You know, you don't get reimbursed anything, you know, it is voluntary. And so I was like, oh, there's so many schools in my area.
Right.
You know, I don't need to be traveling an hour to, and then like only be there an hour to then have to travel an hour back where I could just like make a connection with like the local schools. And so that's what I did. And of course, the more careers fairs you do, you kind of get to know the regular stall holders.
Uh-huh.
So then you become a network with them as well. And then they might send you an email being like, oh, are you going to this particular one? And you're like, oh, I didn't even know about it. You know, so then suddenly you're calling up another school and saying, oh, I believe you've got a careers fair here, you know, on this day. Do you need anyone? You know,
right.
I represent the Merchant Navy, you know, and obviously with it being such an interesting career, they always say yes, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I did a lot of that prior to COVID.
Okay.
And there was a lot of events that continued throughout the pandemic. You know, they suddenly went online, or they were running mock interviews online and what have you.
So do you feel like it's impactful to go into a school and tell kids for the first time that they have an option to go to sea as a career?
So I absolutely love going into schools and doing careers fairs, because it's just actually incredible the amount of people who don't know what the Merchant Navy is.
Right.
And to suddenly be talking to a student and or their parent, because, you know, obviously sometimes the parents are there as well, and just be like, this is a career. This is, you know, you can get sponsored. You can do this. You can become, you know, like an engineer, a deck officer. You can go into the catering side, you know, like you can become an electrician, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're just like, what is this? You know, like, and because a lot of people, you know, they consider the armed forces.
Right.
And I've spoken to a fair few students where, oh, I really want to join, you know, and be an engineer within the Royal Navy or within the RAF or the Army, but my mum doesn't want me to go because it's, you know, it's potentially going into war, you know. And so you're like, but you can do that job in the Merchant Navy, and, you know, there's obviously a lot less of a risk of going to war, unless there's a full-blown World War III where, like, the Merchant Navy gets called up as well, you know.
Yeah.
So essentially, you know, and then the parents are happier because they're like, oh, you get to do something that you kind of want to do, but without that risk. And talking to students where suddenly they're just like, I didn't know about this. And uh-huh. You can see the glint in their eyes. And I, whenever I talk to anyone about becoming an ambassador, it's always the glint in their eyes that gets you, because you're just like, you've just inspired someone. Whether you mean to or not, you've just inspired someone. And they're just, you know, you could have just changed their course of life.
Wow. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's, I know that sounds really quite dramatic, but, you know, you never know with students, because they didn't necessarily know what they want to do at 14 or,
right.
or even 16 or even 18, you know, like thinking of universities, you know, and they're just like, oh, I might go do geography. Like that. Oh, no, you could do, you know. And suddenly they're like, well, yeah, I don't know. I absolutely love it. And I think you can probably see it, tell that I'm a little bit passionate about spreading the word and trying to get into schools and what have you. So
yeah, no, it's good. And I think that this was a conversation I just had this week, was how important it is to be visible, and that we have to raise the entire global awareness of the merchant industry. And so it's really important to be getting out there at the school level. It's important to be posting on social media so people see what you're doing, and just making
making us more visible, not just as women, but as an entire industry. So
completely.
Do you feel that way as well? And that was kind of a US-based thought, but I feel like it holds true everywhere.
No, definitely. It definitely holds true. I mean, we're an island nation. We should, everybody should know what they're like, how that works, how we get our trade into the country, but it just, for some reason, people don't put two and two together. I didn't put two and two together, and I used to travel on the ferries when I was little, and I've even got a picture of me wearing the captain's hat, but I never put two and two together to think actually that could be a job that I could do later in life, and it's that awareness, isn't it? So get into the schools, raise the awareness, and even with females, the more awareness that people get within the schools, but more females will follow. It's not always going to be the lads. And I particularly do like going to the all-girls schools. I've done a couple of career fairs where it's an all-girl school. And so that's always fun, because they're like, oh, I didn't realise I could do that job. But you do that job. But I bet you don't have children, do you? And I'm like, no, I do.
Uh-huh.
And they're just like, their minds are blown.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to talk a little bit, since we're a little bit on this topic, how does your work-life balance work? And how are you making it happen? Because a lot of people are curious, right, about how you're able to have a family and a career. Okay. And I know that's like it sounds like a 19th century question that I'm asking you, but I want you to kind of give me the nitty gritty on it, because it's not easy. So can you share a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, there is a fair bit of nitty gritty, but it's down to you as a person and what support network you have at home. If you have no support network at home, it's almost impossible to have a career at sea and have a family, fact. Unfortunately, that is the truth, because you do need that support network back at home. Now, fortunately for me, I do have that network. My husband's very supportive and my mum is local, and we are, financially in the position where we can put the children into, into nursery, into before and after school clubs. So, the childcare is there. We've also, in the past, we've had au pairs as well. So come to live with us. Granted, that was more for when, unfortunately, last year, my mum was diagnosed with cancer. And so we suddenly really desperately needed someone, because we couldn't have my mum, whose immune system was going to be shot to pieces, looking after in fact, he was about 1.5. Coming home from nursery with every single snotty nose and bug under the sun, so we had to get an au pair. Fortunately, we were in the position that we did have the spare room to be able to do that, and we could afford to do that.
Yeah.
And now, good news, my mum, the chemo worked, and she's, right now she's all good, so
good.
In terms of me going back to see whether we get another au pair or not, or whether we probably will get another au pair, just purely because I don't want to heavily rely on my mum to allow me to go back to sea. So there will be that. But of course, now we've got an extra child as well. So it's then finding the right au pair who's happy to deal with four children. That's going to be an interesting one to try and find. But the work-life balance, the work-life balance for me, again, you can't do this job, you can, there will be people who do. But for me, I wouldn't be working deep sea. I don't want to be away for 3 months at a time, or on a cruise ship, potentially on a rotation of 4 months on, 2 months off. That just wouldn't work for me, and I am fortunate that my industry has always either been the oil and gas industry or the ferry industry. Now they are two, the oil and gas industry, you tend to get time for time, if not better. And in terms of the ferry industry, it's week on, week off, or 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, so they're short rotations, which is very doable. I probably wouldn't want to go away any longer than 4 weeks on, just because, that's actually just a personal preference for me. And actually, I haven't even done 4 weeks on for a while. 3 weeks is what I've been doing. In the past, I've also managed to do like a job share rotation. So 3 weeks on, 9 weeks off. I did that with Stanley Drilling. They were brilliant at allowing me to do that. And, or going freelance. So working freelance, going through the agencies and picking and choosing, if you know that someone's wedding's coming up, you can just say, I'm not free that week. Or my, for instance, my mum's 70th birthday is coming up. My brother's 40th birthday is coming up this year, as is his fiance's birthday. You know, 40th birthday. You know, so I've got quite a fair few bits going on this year that I would kind of like to be around for. So yeah, it's just that finding that compromise. You know, like whether it's freelance, whether it's job share rotations or what have you. That's how I've managed to do it in the past, and hopefully, long may that continue. But we shall see. I'm coming up to that crossroads now, trying to, you know, get the next job lined up, if you will.
So thank you for talking about that. I think that it's important that we kind of have a picture of what it looks like for you, and it won't mm-hmm. be the same for everyone. Everyone's going to have a different journey of building their own family and having the career of their dreams. And so what advice do you have for people, especially women, but let's talk about just like, what advice do you have for people that want to be out there in the career that you have?
I think, I hate being asked for advice, because I also feel like it should be quite profound, but I'm not very eloquent with my answers. So I'm not like, I'm going to say something really stupid. Advice, honestly, just go for it. If it's what you want, go for it. Have that tenacity. In fact, someone responded to my post today that I put on LinkedIn, and they said, if I'd been as tenacious as you, you know, like 20 years ago, then maybe they'd still be at sea.
Oh, wow.
So I know, it was a really, really lovely message, actually. But you do have to be wired a certain way, I think, you know, and like I say, you have to have that support network at home. But it is doable. All of it's doable. If it's something that you want and you're passionate about, then just go for it. You will get judged. Everybody gets judged. You know, I get judged left, right and center. You know, oh, you're the mum who works at sea. Oh, you're the mum who's just had a fourth child and is considering going back to sea, and your child's only 5 weeks old. If I didn't go to sea, I'd be judged for being, oh, you just, you know, you had your children and, you know, you went shore base. You get judged regardless, you know, so just ignore those chats, you know, and just crack on, do what you want. You know, that's what I'm doing, you know, and, you know, I also like proving people wrong. So if someone says, oh, she's never going to go back to sea because now she's got four children, I tend to stick two fingers up and say, yeah, watch me. So yeah, is it good? I don't know. Or maybe it just makes me stubborn. I'm not quite sure. But you know what? I love my job. So why, you know, and I've worked so hard for all those different qualifications and specialisms and stuff. Why would I want to just give it up?
Right.
You know, I don't want to resent my children 20 years from now and be like, I could have been a captain on a ship, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't regret having my kids either. You know, like, so it's just one of those life's things, you know, isn't it? My post on LinkedIn today genuinely said, I know it's my fault. You know, like, I was the one who wanted children. I was the one who knew what, you know, my job entails, and I'm the one who wants to continue that job at sea, you know, so you just have to crack on and make it happen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know whether there was any advice in there or not, but, you know, basically, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, if it's what you want, then go for it.
Yeah. Basically. And I think that when we're younger, we think that there's a lot that's not in our capability but it's now, looking back, now that I have the hindsight, I can say, wow, yeah, all it takes is just some gumption to stick with it, and that anything can be achieved if you have the patience and you can wait it out. And sometimes that's really hard. So
no, it is hard. And to be fair, at the end of that post, I nearly put, you know, like, good things to come to those who wait, but I thought it kind of came across a little bit too cheesy, but it's so true, you know, like, it will happen if you really want it to happen, you know?
Yeah. So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? I mean, your kids are going to be at a completely different life stage than you're at right now. So do you have any goals or ambitions for 5 years down the road?
Yes, but I've kind of got two different streams of thoughts.
Okay.
Because obviously, because I've worked offshore in the oil and gas industry, and because obviously I could be a captain on a ship, you know, like, do I go down the rig side or do I go down the ship side?
Okay.
And I haven't actually quite figured that one out yet. I'll hold my hands up and say that, because on one hand, yes, of course, I would love those four stripes to actually be, you know, like, on my shoulder and be able to say, yes, I've taken command of a ship. You know, I have the qualification to be a captain of a ship, but I've not actually sailed in rank. And so it would be nice to have sailed in rank, which obviously yeah. I can only do if I go down the ship route.
Okay.
But I love the oil and gas industry. And, you know, like previously, you know, I was only working 3 on 9 off. So there was no real kind of like promotional prospects because, you know, you're only part time there. Right. But actually, I would love to work my way up those ranks as well, you know, because I was a DPO. I could have then gone for senior DPO. I then could have gone into the barge engineer's role, barge master's role, and then ultimately the OIM, the offshore installation manager.
Right.
You know, so that would be quite fun to go, you know, like, and actually work my way towards that. And, you know, I've seen peers do it. So, you know, you kind of think, well, yeah, if I was working full time, that could have been me, you know, like, or what have you. So, but yeah, that is still one that I'm kind of trying to figure out. Now, whilst I'm potentially waiting to get back on a rig, you know, could I try and pick up some freelance work where, you know, I potentially get the more senior roles? You know, that's also an option. I don't know, we shall see. Like it's kind of fun but daunting at the moment for me because, you know, like I am in theory unemployed. I mean, I am unemployed, you know, like I'm on maternity leave, but it's just statutory like maternity leave, you know, so once that ends, I don't have a company.
Okay.
Now, granted, I can go back and I will probably go back to tuition
because
I can do that from home around my children and around the school runs and everything. So that's good. But that's not what I want to do full time.
No.
You know, like I want to be able to do that in my spare time.
Right.
But I still want to be at sea. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of just got to figure it out, see what opportunities come my way, you know, so we shall figure it out then from that.
Good. Well, we're excited to follow your story and see where it takes you. And I'm so happy for you and your addition to your family. And so is there anything else that you'd like to share with the women offshore community today?
But yeah, no, definitely get into schools, you know, like, okay, the Careers at Sea Ambassador Program is a UK based thing, you know, like, and I can give you the link, you know, because I know you've got a lot of listeners are here in the UK,
yes.
You know, and maybe this will inspire them to become an ambassador. So I can give you the link to how to sign up to that. But it is only UK based, unfortunately. But that's not to stop any of the other listeners, you know, like thinking, actually, I could go into my old school. And
right.
See if they want me to like give a little talk about my job, you know, like and even as a wider maritime industry, you know, like there's so many different jobs out there, whether it's pilots or, you know, people working in the ports, you know, so it's just, yeah, get into schools and chat to the students and, you know, and fingers crossed, it might just inspire someone to come and have a career in the Merchant Navy or the maritime industry as a whole.
Yes, I think it is definitely a great way to keep the younger generation engaged is by meeting them face to face and showing them that it's possible. And you are inspiring to me, Heather. Thank you so much for your time today and meeting with me. And I can't wait to see where you go from here. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Christine.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.